Welcome to Twist for the week of May 13th. This is Sarah McGann from KPMG's Washington National Tax State and Local Tax Practice. Today we are covering recent Tennessee guidance addressing franchise tax refunds, an update on a corporate income tax bill in Colorado, and a proposed Nevada sales and use tax regulation. The Tennessee Department of Revenue recently issued Notice 24-05 addressing the franchise tax property measure repeal. A webinar was also held to educate practitioners and businesses on the processes and procedures for filing amended franchise tax returns and refund claims. A playback of the webinar is posted on the department's website, and the department has also started a list of frequently asked questions. It's highly recommended that taxpayers review the notice, view the playback of the webinar, and read the frequently asked questions for specific details as to the filing of amended returns and refund claims. One point to note is that it is strongly recommended that such filings occur electronically in the department's TINTAP system. The notice provides additional guidance on the documentation that may be required, the process for filing any lawsuits related to the franchise tax, and other important details. Colorado House Bill 24-1134, which has passed both chambers of the legislature, would repeal the current 3 out of 6 test for combination. Under this test, the combined group includes only those members of an affiliated group of C corporations as to which any 3 of 6 enumerated criteria have been in existence in the tax year and the 2 preceding tax years. From the effective date forward, an affiliated group of C corporations, wherever incorporated or domiciled, that are members of a unitary business would file a combined report as a combined group. Note that Colorado has not adopted worldwide combined reporting. Another section of the law that is not revised provides that a combined report does not include any C corporation that conducts business outside of the United States if 80% or more of the C corporation's property and payroll is assigned to locations outside the U.S. There are certain exceptions if tax avoidance is implicated. Finally, on the sales and use tax side, the Nevada Tax Commission has proposed a new regulation addressing the requirements for remote sellers and marketplace facilitators to collect sales and use tax that has been in place since October 1, 2019. The proposed regulation provides guidance on certain things not addressed by statute and defines several key terms that are not defined in the law. Thank you for listening to Twist this week, and stay well.